It's really interesting because you not only have to think about, A, artistically, how do you craft the compositional elements of the shot, but then how does that dictate the motion of Yokai, who is our name for him. The man in the mask.
Kabuki man.
Kabuki, that's a fun. I like that.
We'll just call him Kabuki man.
I think we call him that.
You know that's what I'm going to hashtag him.
I love it. So. Hashtag Kabuki man. I love it. But yeah, you have to really think about what are the mechanics of the microbots, and if they were attached, how would that dictate his motion? But they're driven by him. So he knows what they're going to do, so it's not like they're moving him around and he doesn't know it. He has to anticipate it. And so that's why a lot of times we have to block something in for just the general mass. You know, especially if they're carrying him, we'll attach kind of a shape to him so that we kind of compositionally say, well, yeah, he's at the front of it, but we want the shape to kind of go out this way. And then they refine that shape into the particular breakup and the way it touches the ground and stuff like that. But we say, well, we want it to move this fast, and then we, you know, we'll add stuff. Like there's a shot of Yokai, there's no spoilers in this, he comes out of the fog, and just the way that he's kind of overlapping it still feels like he is the driving force, but those things are, they're moving underneath him, and so it's almost like riding. We compared it to riding on a, like the metro or something like that, where you know that you're on something that's moving, but there's always just those little like readjust that you have to do. But I think it adds a layer of believability to the kind of the relationship between him and the microbots.